Well, finally today, I want to introduce you to one of the most beloved librarians in the entire country. Her name is Andrea Bernard. She's the library director at Tyler Memorial Library in Charlemont, Massachusetts, in the Berkshires. And she is one of just 10 winners of the 2016 I Love My Librarian Award. It's given in recognition for exceptional accomplishment and service to the community. The annual honor and $5,000 award are given by the Carnegie Corporation and the American Library Association. Andrea Bernard joins us now from New York, where she accepted the I Love My Librarian Award just last night. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, first of all, I should tell you, congratulations. How does it feel to be recognized as one of the most creative and best librarians in America?
It was really overwhelming and really wonderful at the same time. I feel really honored.
Well, you are a gift to the community that you work in. Can you tell me a little bit about the library in Charlemont?
Sure. So the library serves two communities, actually, Charlemont and Hawley, which is a neighboring town. And between the two communities, we serve about 1,300 people living in the foothills of the Berkshire Mountains in western Massachusetts.
And tell me more about what goes on in the library.
Well, so we have all of the usual library resources, books and audiobooks and magazines and DVDs for people to check out of the library. And we've started several new programming opportunities to reach out to the community and invite people to come into the library and see the library as a community center. So I run a series of programs in the winter that focus on connecting the community to local experts in various arts. And so people come in and try out various activities. And
so, Andrea, can I just jump in here for a second?
Because sure.
You're doing something which is so delightful, and I think so telling about how committed you are to the community. You're underselling yourself, okay? Because you're only one of 10 librarians in the country this year to receive the honor. And the reason why you received the honor is you're being recognized for your exceptional contributions to the community.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing here that one of those things is, for example, you established something called Tyler Tech. It's a summer program for local school kids. What is that?
So Tyler Tech is a program for kids to have access to STEAM activities. And STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And so this was a program for school-aged children to experience science and experience art together and really have an opportunity to explore and grow. And so, for example, we had a program at the library for 3D printing this past summer, and kids had the opportunity to come in and use a CAD program and have their program sent to the printer and have objects printed. And for many of them, it was the first time that they had seen the printer and the first time that they had used that kind of software. So it was very exciting for them and also for me. I loved it.
It makes me want to come out there and visit you guys, to be perfectly honest. You also recognize a very profound and basic need for a lot of library users in your neck of the woods, and that was that they didn't actually have any access to high-speed internet at home.
That's right. Many people in western Massachusetts don't have access to high-speed internet and also don't have access to TV as a result. So the library becomes a great place to get news, but also to access their own Gmail accounts or email generally. So it's a great way for people to be able to stay in touch with family, with friends, with neighbors, to access all of the news that they need to keep in touch with events happening both here in the U.S. and globally. So it's a really important way for people to be connected.
So, Andrea, let me ask you, did you grow up in the Berkshires?
I did not. I grew up in Brooklyn for the first half of my childhood, and then in a small town in upstate New York the second half. Oh, and then I spent about close to 30 years living in Boston before moving out to Western Mass.
Well, at what point in time, or what was the moment in your life when you said, aha, what I want to be when I grow up is a librarian in a small town in Western Mass?
So that's a really interesting question because I was working as a child development specialist with children and families who were exposed to violence and who were at risk for developmental delays. And I had done that for my whole adult career. And I knew I needed a change. I wanted to continue doing public service. And I started thinking about all of the ways that libraries had been important to me in my life, and it felt like such a good natural fit. Being in a public library as a solo librarian just suits my personality. I like to be involved in everything. And if I worked in a larger library, I'm sure I would love that too, but I would probably be doing a very specific, defined job description. And in this small public library, as a solo librarian, I get to do everything, and I love that.
Well, you mentioned that there were ways in which libraries were important to you growing up. Like, how were they important to you?
So, my librarian, when I was growing up, was just a really special person. She let me wander through the library, through the kids' room, and find my own way when I wanted to do that. But she also steered a course for me and really exposed me to new books and new ideas when she knew I was ready for that. And I especially remember how she helped me move from the kids' room to the adult room when I was a teenager and ready to make a transition to more mature reading. And so that was really important to me. And she was really important to me, and I never forgot her.
I can guarantee you, Andrea, that right now in Charlemont, there are young people who feel exactly the same way about you as you do about that librarian.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot.
Well, Andrea Bernard is library director at Tyler Memorial Library in Charlemont, Massachusetts. She's one of 10 librarians across America who have been awarded the I Love My Librarian Award. It's given out by the Carnegie Corporation and the American Library Association. Andrea, congratulations again, and thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm just going to add, we should celebrate all our local librarians, a great crew, one and all. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek, with help from Caitlin O'Keefe and Cassandra Sunt. Tim Skoog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. That's it for today. Do join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.